Organizers in Nanaimo are clearing invasive species out of Colliery Dam Park in the lead-up to Earth Day for use in an art event. Art Action Earwig Collective is producing a Pulling Together Earth Day celebration on April 27. Michael Gesselbrocht, owner of Nanaimo Forest School, is assisting with the event and said ivy is encroaching on the park and ivy pulling work parties are ongoing. On top of providing material for the event, it is hoped the efforts will put a dent in growth at the park. Ivy has taken over much of the forest floor, and we'll make art out of it and make art make a statement, said Gesselbrocht. Reflections on what are invasives. What are our relationship to the land, to invasives, to native plants, to whole ecosystems that we operate in also as settlers, who brought over a lot of these things? He said it was originally imagined to be similar to the sandcastle building competition in Parksville, but the idea evolved into something that will have interpretive dance, photography, sculptures, and storytellers. Celestine Alec and Craig Taylor will tell stories and Crimson Coast Dance Society dancers will perform, and there will be a dance party in the evening. Some community participatory artwork will be part of the event, as well as Art Action Earwig's Love Tooth Nest sculpture and Miriam Verzat's Silent Disco Creative Ivy Removal with Valerie Mermet. Mina Lee, from Art Action Earwig Collective, said the event will benefit the environment. Removing invasive species creates room for a native species to breathe and thrive, Lee said. The event was funded by Canada Arts Council and presented by City of Nanaimo. The event takes place at Colliery Dam Park on April 27 from 1 to 9 p.m. An ivy pulling work party will take place at the park on Sunday, April 21, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. and the day of the event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, visit http://pullingtogether.space. Read also: City forms concrete plans to fix middle dam at Colliery Park.